All right, now I might be reaching with this one, but after watching some videos and doing some extensive research of my own, just a fact check, really just fact checking what was said in a lot of these YouTube videos, I am convinced that, or I feel strongly, I should say, I don't know if I'm 100%, but I feel strongly that Megyn Kelly, M-E-G-Y-N, is Nicole Brown Simpson. That Megyn Kelly is a performance actor who participated in the O.J. Simpson trial hoax. Now, some people aren't even aware that there is a theory going around about the hoax. It's not even a theory. It's not even because people say it's a conspiracy theory. But conspiracy means something that's getting ready to happen. But I feel like you can't conspire to do something that's already been done. Once it's done, it's not conspired. You know, that to me, that's pre-thought. It's like premeditation. But that's what it was, and that's what happened. A lot of people say, well, why would they want to do that? Who would do that and take the time to put something like that together and fake something like that? What would be the benefit or the motive behind that? The motive behind it would be to do exactly what it did, which would be to divide, which divide and conquer has always been the strategy of a lot of governments. I don't know any government that really wants people to be 100% united, because there's more of us than there are of them. If we are united as a people, you know, we could literally overtake them. So to divide us, and to divide us specifically through one that they know is always going to hit us down to the core, which is race. Race equality, race tensions, right? And this was a case or incident that literally split the nation down 50-50. All black people were going to be on one side, and they were, and all white people were going to be on another side. For black people, I think we already know, for them, it's not that black people believe on black crime, black on white crime. Nobody believes that a husband should kill a wife or that they should be justified for killing a wife. I think it was just more of a, again, political statement, more of a civil rights statement that's like, you're not going to treat this man that you all once loved, America, especially white America, and treated as, you know, your poster boy for, you know, this is the man that you used to run, you know, through the commercial for Hertz and the airport, jumping over luggage and everything. This is the person that you all hailed and called the juice. Now, overnight, you're putting him in this predetermined kind of racial stereotype that because his wife was white, you know, he did this and stuff. So we weren't going to have that. This was very reminiscent of a lot of Emmett Till things and just a lot of times where black people just had to kind of take an L or was not able to bring a white man or woman to justice for lying about something, you know what I'm saying, and had to just pretty much take the L. And it was just something that we wasn't going to have as a people. So the dirty trick worked. Also, if you look into all the players in the courtroom at the time, everybody from the district attorney at the time, who was Gil Garcetti, this guy, everybody who was involved pretty much went on to either be famous or do something concerning acting or producing. So the district attorney pretty much is a producer and actor. The Marsha Clark, ever since, not only has she just got fame, not just off of OJ stuff, but she's been acting. Brian Keto, or Brian Cato, the one that was the one in the guest house that with the long hair, he was already an actor from a 1987 movie called Beach Fever. Let me see. The black other district attorney, Christopher Darden, he is also an actor. You know what I'm saying now? You know what I'm saying? So you got to think about this. And it just, see, it's funny to me that the district attorney is a producer and actor. The district attorney, not even the assistant district attorney, was Marsha Clark. And this Marsha Clark ended up boosting up her stuff later on, obviously, off of it. Okay, OJ, supposed reputation got tarnished. You know that Johnny Cochran's reputation was on the rise for a very long time, and then he passed away from, I think, brain cancer. And then we have Rob Kardashian, who was a member of the Dream Team. He passed away, but now look at his children and the legacy that his ex-wife, or not his wife, his ex-wife, because they was married at the time, but that his, you know, widow has created off of their name. So, you know, it really, you know, does beg the question, what's really going on behind the scenes. Because when you think about it, there was a lot of stuff that just didn't make sense about it. Also, OJ in my head has always been like an uncle to me. So, like, I grew up watching him on Naked Gun 33 and a third. And I just remember that my male younger cousin was so into football at the time and had pictures of OJ all over. So, I remember the number 32. And it was though him who kept used to just keep, you know when the kid just really loves something all the time, or they really love somebody, and then they find out all the facts about them, like when their birthday is or what their name is or whatever. So I used to just let him talk to me because it just used to make him so happy. So I used to just say, all right, let me just humor him. I don't want to be mean or whatever. And he's the one that told me that OJ's real name was Oriental. I will never forget his, because I was like, OJ. I didn't have anything. I thought it really just for orange juice or OJ's or the juice. Nope, Oriental James. Oriental. Whatever. And so OJ was kind of like, it was kind of like when Pee Wee Herman, well, he's not Pee Wee, but if you remember Pee Wee Herman, I'm showing both our ages, when he was kind of like kicked off TV for the pedophilia thing, there was a lot of us kids that was like, and now they got this, which is why I'm surprised that I saw a commercial on TV kind of sidetracked that said that Pee Wee's Playhouse is back. I was gagged. I'm like, Pee Wee's a pedophile. I mean, like, first of all, is that even, if that's Pee Wee from when I was younger, that's fucking scary because Pee Wee didn't age. Or maybe I should take another look at him. If that's not Pee Wee from when I was younger, that's still creepy as fuck because it looked just like Pee Wee when I was younger. So I think I'm going to do some research on that after that because I got to find out if that, I'm just for myself. Like, I just need to know, is that the same guy? Okay, so then there was the case that happened recently because, you know, he's on probation now. I think, no, he's on parole. And hopefully he stay out of trouble. You know, like I said, if this parole is even real, you'd be surprised at stuff that these, oh man, that's why people should look into crisis actors. I'm just telling you for your own benefit. Because you should look, you should never really be so quick to say somebody's crazy or you don't believe. If you don't believe right away, fine. But when somebody says, well, take a look at it over there, if you have a few minutes, you should always take a look at something and then decide for yourself. Always take the time to examine something and decide for yourself before you be so quick to just dismiss somebody as, because even if you don't agree, you could at least see where they might be coming from. But look up crisis actors, performance actors. You're going to find out that some of these people have been victims in the same shootings, the Paris shooting, the Sandy Hook shooting. I mean, like, you start to notice that this is really the FBI and them and the CIA and them, really, they be, man, I tell you, they got people to put to work. If they want to put a production together today and stage a motherfucking shooting somewhere, which they do all the time, they're going to do it. And they're going to have people coming out in the droves that sign things and act like actors and make us really feel like it was a real situation. And these people are actors. I hate to say it, people, but these are the times that we're living in. A lot of times it distracts us about real things that's going on overseas. I'm just telling you the truth. Every time you pay attention to this news today over here, be so crap. You never get the real news. You want real news? You better go to your BBC America, not the one over here, but like really like online. You better have a subscription or go to like international news online. Then you're going to know what's really going on in the fucking world. You know what I'm saying? That's when people start to be like, damn, I didn't even know. I had no idea. Well, you wouldn't know because we're distracted over here with all this nonsense that nobody cares about. But look into that, Megyn Kelly, or put it in your Google. They did sound voice stimulations. They sound alike. Also, Megyn Kelly has been said to be a transgender, meaning like she's not a real woman, that is a man, which is possible, but that's not my, you know, the reason for my thing. But the hoax would have just been that they would have just put a fake family together. They would have said fake a marriage or whatever. And this happens in Hollywood all the time. Sometimes you got to dispel it. It could be like, well, the thing's not working out. Let's just dispel it. Meaning like make the relationship not work. Make a breakup. Maybe the breakup wouldn't be as beneficial as to maybe start some kind of a race thing. Let's fake death this person. Make them go behind the scenes for a little while. Make them come back later on under their real identity or whatever they are. Or they maybe had a performance actor somewhere else. We wouldn't have been paying attention because we would have never been looking for that face. We would have never been looking for that face because she's dead. You know? And then they have incidences where in the industry where people might know where people might want to come off to their audience as gay and they're really not gay. It's true. It's just like people are coming off as straight and they're really not straight. So if you have actors, celebrities, performers, or politicians, or people that's not really straight, but they have to come off straight because of their role as leadership or their role, or maybe, you know, the society or the standard or the part of the world they're living in doesn't accept it. In those situations, they have to have people from behind the scenes produce you. Somebody's going to help you look straight, even though you're really gay. And if you're really straight, but you want to look gay, somebody's going to help you to make, you know, they can put this stuff together all the time. Some relationships in Hollywood are manufactured. You just got to understand that. And then sometimes they fall apart this way and they fall apart that way. But you just got to wonder why the man going to go free for murder, but then serve zero time for murder, but then serve about 10 years for a robbery. Which the robbery thing, in my opinion, was just a big setup. Which is why now he's speaking out in the paper to Trump, telling him to watch his friends. I don't see that being bad advice, because if this case was real, which it probably was, I don't know if he really served time. I don't know. His friends are the ones who set him up, because he would have never thought about going over there to Nevada, I believe it was, to go even take his property back if it wasn't for, I believe, two or three friends. But it was like more than one friend, more than two friends that brought it to his attention that his stuff was going to be auctioned off. And that I heard at first he was just like, well, what can I do about it? You know what I'm saying? He already, like, the world hate me, like, what can I do about it? But supposedly they put the battery in his back and said, you OJ, you can't let them do that to you, man. They already took your, you know, your pride, your name, your dignity, or whatever. You can't let that take your own, you know, it's just your stuff pretty much, and we'll come with you. And that's exactly what those so-called friends did, except for one of those friends had a tape recorder in his pocket, and boy, was that shit on big, it was on big record. And it recorded everything that went down from moments before they entered the room or the building, down to the conversations and some of the I guess you could say the rumbling abouts. Nobody really got slapped up, I don't think, but you heard people get pushed up against walls and stuff like that. And then to say, like, you know, this my shit or whatever the hell OJ was saying, it was mostly OJ talking. But by the time everything that OJ is saying with this anger that he got on his tape is because his friends put this battery in his back. Plus, if OJ really did do 10 years, which everybody's going to say, well, what, how could he not have did it? I don't know. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This stuff is so weird. The fact that he got sentenced to the 10 years in prison or whatever, 33, whatever. It was supposed to be 33, but maybe he did 10 and then they gave him the parole. I don't know. It was exactly 13 years to the day that that he got found not guilty, or not really, yeah, not guilty for the death of Nicole. And you got other weird things, because, you know, there's a lot of symbolism with a lot of stuff that's going on with him. A lot of stuff. So we'll see. But I just wanted to share that with people. It's just something to think about. Cato was a damn actor. The district attorney is a damn producer and an actor. Christopher Darden acts now. I don't know. I mean, like, I could understand that you could switch a career. I can understand that you could be a district attorney today and want to be an actor tomorrow, or because you was on an O.J. Simpson case that maybe people, but I just can't get for the life of me. I've never really seen that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's not a lot of lawyers that was a high profile case that just be running around here as actors. Some, I'm sure. But I mean, like, in everyday cases, I'm talking about in everyday cases. Forget a national public one. Even national public ones. I just don't see it. I just find it rather weird that half of the people, if not most of the people, including Rob Kardashian's descendants now being on top, have some kind of fucking superstar to power off of this thing. And then the two black men is the one that kind of got the short end of the stick. Even if OJ got a big fat check behind it or a good pat on the back or whatever, they still demean his entire reputation, right? I don't see him getting the best end of it. And also, Johnny Cochran ended up dying from, you know what I'm saying? So his legacy goes on, but at the same time, you know. Oh, no, that's not true, because Chris Darden is black and he was an assistant district attorney, and his acting career is just fine. I just find it odd how they all went from, like, legal to now being, like, in the spotlight. Or was y'all always in the spotlight and just happened to be able to pull strings, because in Hollywood you got money and it's not what you know, it's who you know to make things happen. You understand what I'm saying? They said it was the first televised trial ever. And then everyone after that is always some other one, like the, you know, they had like Andrea Yates, and then they definitely had that the crazy girl, Jodi, what's her name? Jodi Arias, that name? Oh, that one was a nut. You know, but all the, they always do some kind of like a, Trayvon Martin was one. And that's another race one. That's another one. Another one that did a big race one, because that was one that should have been very open and shut. You know, it's like you just one that should have just been, you know, common sense. But the jury got theirs on the Trayvon Martin case, because they said that a lot of them went back home. And shortly, you know, during, they wasn't talking, they wasn't showing their identity. But afterwards, a lot of them was able to show their identity again. And they chose to do so and do interviews probably for some extra money. But then when they went back home, people fired them. Like, you can't work here because people know and are able to, you know, recognize you as one of the jurors that pretty much decided that this guy wasn't guilty. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't have that kind of, and then these people lose their jobs and stuff. So anyway, OJ can always be my uncle. I don't know what the situation is. I feel like I want to. I believe it. I believe it because I see it wholeheartedly. Plus, like I said, they did the sound check, the voice check. I know this stuff happens. I know they do this now. If they was doing it now, they was doing it from back then. The stuff didn't just start now. You know, look up crisis actors. Look up school shooting hoax. Because a lot of those school shooting hoaxes that are going on today, because a lot of people say, well, why would they do that? You got to remember, it all depends on what times are we in. In the 90s, those racial tensions are good. They bring those racial tensions back too, with Ferguson and Eric Garner. They do that to us. And then with the gun control thing, I'm telling everybody now, if you don't already know, that's because they want you to really believe that we as a people don't know what we're doing with guns, that us as a people are really turning into a society where we're just going to just massively just start shooting and tearing down one another. I'm not saying people don't kill each other with guns. Obviously, in black communities and inner cities, there's people dying, living by the gun and dying by the gun every single day. That's different. But they really want you to make you feel like it's going to get to the point where you can't even go to school. Because if you go to school, your whole school could get shot down. You know what I'm saying? And when you start to do that and you start to change gun laws, slowly but surely, they're going to usher you into taking away your own natural rights to bear arms, which you think is not a big deal until the day the shit hits the fan and the government is going to turn against the people. Every nation and every society has come to an end. Just because America's here and America's great, it'll come to an end. Before America was here, was another country. Guess what America did? It took it out. You know, another country could come here and take us out, which I don't see happening. You know what I'm saying? The end of the world could come, which I definitely see happening. It could be that this nation or the dollar could just crash any day on the stock market, which could totally happen. But the point of whatever is, America's only just 200 years old? That's not long compared to like Europe and a lot of other damn countries. Okay? So, anyway, I guess that's all the thoughts that I just wanted to share on that, except for just, you know, watch what they're saying. If they say it's a gun shooting, wait a few days or two, maybe go on YouTube and see what some people have put together. It's not that people are putting these videos together to try to show the world that they're crazy or to spread false rumors. It's to wake you up so you can understand what the media is doing to us. I could personally say that when I seen this video, I felt duped like I should have been duped. It's just like when I found out that Obama ain't really all black. Like, he's related to like 7 presidents, and he could be traced back to the Queen Mother in England, which means that, and all the presidents of the United States are all related. So when he was saying that Dick Cheney was his cousin, he wasn't lying, and a lot of these presidents could be traced back to the Queen Mother in England. So it comes out that every person that's ever been a president over us is really all one fucking family. You know what I'm saying? So by the time I found out that truth, and it's the truth, you could just look this up. All you got to do is fact check it. It's like, it's nothing. You don't have to swallow it. You don't have to accept it, but just know that it's the facts already. Like, it's already been proven. So when I know shit like that, you can't sell me on, because he was a black man who worked really, really hard. So much as, no, it's just your bloodline, boy. It's your DNA. That's basically what I'm trying to say. And when you start to find out truths like that, you start to feel duped. So I felt duped with Obama because I did the shed my eye tear thing. That was another thing they hit us with. Everybody's like, oh, my God. The whole world shed a fucking tear. Oh, my God. White people was clapping for a black president. You would have never thought. That's some voodoo they put on us. Okay. And I don't have a problem with Obama. I'm just saying he didn't get that the right way, period. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. Same way I feel duped with the OJ thing. Although I'm happy because, like I said, in my head, OJ is my uncle. So in my head, I am happy. Like, all right, cool. If it was a hoax, it never really happened. But then at the same time, you still duped the people. You know what I'm saying? At what cost to you? I don't know, because they still played you at the end. I feel like you still got the shit stick. But it's a good chance that Megyn Kelly is who they say they is. I wouldn't even be able to swallow this pill if it wasn't for the fact that I know for a fact it's crisis actors running around today that's been in like mass shootings and putting and Paris burnings and fucking when the white boy went and shot up the black people and at the black church and they all popping up and I'm like, ain't no way this same victim is over here in different wigs with different doing different gestures. It's the same fucking person. That's when I started to realize, oh, that shit is mad real. It's Homeland Security that does this too. It's a lot of, so you'd be surprised what they're doing behind the scenes. Anyway, I just wanted to share keep your eyes open, stay woke. That's all I gotta say, stay woke. See y'all next time here on Chopper's Corner.